Nikki in the morning.
All right, Dolly Parton is sharing her secret behind her 52-year-old marriage. That has got to be some sort of
52
record.
52 years.
52 years. That's really impressive.
Patience you have to have.
The secret is, this is what she says, it is stay gone. She said she and her husband are still married because they spend so much time apart, which makes their together time so much more enjoyable. They have different social lives. They go do different things for work. They don't spend a lot of time together.
Interesting.
Sounds like a bit of a cop-out, though.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, sure, marriage is fine. I mean, we never see each other, so what could be wrong? Like, I mean,
no,
get it, though.
That's not what she's saying, though. She's saying that when they come together, they're so excited to see each other, and those times are so good because they spend so much time apart.
Until they get sick of each other again, and then they have to hit the road.
For me, it's not like to have separate social lives, but I've realized having your time apart makes you miss each other, and you want to see each other more. Sometimes when you're together a little too much, you start driving each other crazy. Trust me, my wife's been home from work for the last 6 months or so.
That's so right. Like, how are you coping?
I'm gonna take a day to myself here, so... Totally.
Yeah, this is the only way I can do relationships. Like, honestly, I went on a date 2 weeks ago, two Saturdays ago, and have not seen the guy since. And I liked him. We had a good time. And everybody's like, well, why haven't you seen each other? I'm like, we're going to see each other tomorrow. It's been 2 weeks. We're going to see each other. Mm-hmm. We're going to have something to talk about. And I'm going to be like, if you can roll like this, maybe we've got a thing. Dang. Because I like doing my own thing. I like going out with friends. I don't like doing one thing with the same person every single day for the rest of my life.
But if he doesn't have as much of an eccentric, social life, and you end up living together with this guy, and he likes staying home, and he doesn't like the fact you go out all the time. How are you going to deal with that?
I mean, well, okay, it's only two dates, so okay. I'm not actually
jumping the gun. Yeah. I like to see things through.
Yeah. Where are you going with
it? It's only been two dates, so okay. Those conversations aren't exactly happening yet. But no, going into a relationship, it is going to be something that's very important to me. Mm-hmm. If he's the type of person who likes to stay home and read and do that kind of thing, that's fine. But if he's the type of person who just, like, without saying, we do everything together from this day for the rest of our lives, I'm going to freak out. I'm
not
being
happening.
Honest. It's my personality. It's stressing me out just thinking about it.
I get it. Actually, my girlfriend hinted to me the other day. She goes, you know what? Next year, I'm going to travel more for work. I go, what? Like, just going? She goes, yeah. I just need some time. I'm going to go, you know, see different parts of the country. I'm like, okay, do you want me to come with you? No, it's fine.
Yeah. I have a friend, too. Her husband's in the Navy, and she swears that's, like, the best thing that has ever happened to them.
All right.
Yeah. Because there's no better feeling than, like, coming off a plane or just embracing somebody for the first time in a while. Your heart is so full.
Yeah.
I love missing people like that. Yeah. True.
To each their own. And we were looking for couples in Montreal who spend time apart, and we got a text from Donna. Good morning, Donna.
I've been with my fiance for like 10 years and he lives in Texas.
He lives in Texas?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
So how many times do you see each other?
I would say about 3 times a year, and we spend about a month together each time.
And you're good with that? That's enough for you?
Well, we FaceTime and we talk that way. So yeah, I'm good with that.
I get it. And your time together must be so amazing.
It is, because then we travel together. We go on road trips. Like when he came to Montreal, we actually went to Ohio by car.
Oh, that's so nice.
Okay, so when you see each other, you like jump each other right away and just...
Vinny.
You're crazy?
More or less.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
How inappropriate to ask that question.
She said yes.
I was going to ask a more appropriate question, okay. Like, does he have a traveling brother who's available?
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Donna. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
It was worth a shot, right?
It was worth a try. I feel like he gets it. He gets it. All right, there's this video from here in Quebec that is going viral, and it's seriously blowing my mind. Like, I can't decide what is happening in this video. So, you see in this video, someone in their vehicle is filming another guy who is at the gas station refueling his Kia, putting gas in his Kia. Here's the thing. The person filling up his car with gas clearly has no idea where the nozzle actually goes, or he's just unaware that it's, like, no longer connected to his gas tank. So, as he's filling up his car with gas, all of the gas is just running right back onto the ground. And the guy is unaware, has no idea.
So dangerous.
So you see these couple of guys in a car mocking him, making fun of him. Apparently he was up to $200, which is crazy. How do you know that a Kia doesn't take $200 worth of gas? It's like a very small
overflowing.
Vehicle. Vehicle. And if you don't notice that it's overflowing, are you at least not looking at the little screen that says you just spent $200? Like, I don't know about you, but I'm always looking at how much I'm spending.
But it looks like he's looking at the screen, though. That's what the weird part about this is.
It's
I don't get it.
It's all so strange. Yeah. And I, what makes me really angry about the whole thing is this guy sitting in his car watching it happen and not giving the guy a heads up saying, hey, you're spilling gas all over the ground. Like, not only is it bad for the planet, not only is it dangerous, like, you hear the guy saying he's going to blow up the gas station. I'm like, that's not really funny, dude. But also watching somebody just like throw $200 onto the ground.
I know. And the guy's just laughing. It's not right.
I have questions. I feel like this is going viral. There were hundreds of thousands of views. So I hope they can like either talk to the person. Like, I just need a resolution to this. I need to know what was going on.
I have two theories.
Okay.
First is that it was a setup prank.
Okay.
To make it look viral.
Okay.
Because the guy didn't look out of his element intoxicated. He was standing pretty steady watching something. So he couldn't have been like that out of it.
You never know. SQDC is...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Second theory is that maybe it was twice the air miles that day. And he was just...
Oh, I see. Yeah,
trying to rack up the points. I mean, I don't know.
So you think they could actually set this up? Like, maybe that's not even gasoline for what we know. Like, we don't know.
It would be tough to... Yeah, it'd be tough to replace it with anything else but gasoline. But yeah, nowadays you never know. I mean, it worked.
In this situation, please, like, if you ever see this, go stop it, because gas is flammable and everybody around this whole area is in danger.
And there's nothing worse than spending more money on gas than you have to. That's the part that I don't get. Like, I'm stringent when it comes to gas. Like, if I, you know, and...
It's been freezing also. Like, you're standing out there. How are you not like, I've been out here for a really long time and it normally costs me $32 to fill up my Kia.
Yeah, I mean, gas is expensive nowadays, but not that bad.
In the video, they do think he's drunk. They think he's wasted. But still, even if you are.
Even more reason to call the cops.
Well, therefore, exactly, if he's driving.
I know.
I think they were just joking. Like, the guy is an idiot who's trying to fill up his car, but these guys in their car are idiots, too. Like, they're just a bunch of idiots. It just doesn't make us look good.
Yeah, seriously, I know.
You can see the Quebec license plate. Like, come on, we're smarter than this. We're better than this.
The video, by the way, 560,000 views already. Yeah. Yeah, are probably going to go higher. So if you want to check that out, it's online. See these guys laughing.
You know these people. We need to talk to them.
Seriously.
Some questions here.
A lot of questions.
I hope they sanded down that pump really good after the guy left. You know how they leave sand at the...
I'm like, where is all this gas going? It's dangerous. And how are you not smelling it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Vinny and Nikki's To Tell the Truth.
All right, Nikki, you got to pick up your game here. So far, did you get any right?
I don't think I've been right one time on To Tell the Truth.
I might have had one. Sam's doing pretty well.
Yeah, that hurts my soul.
For a 50-50 game, Nikki, I mean, you really just should be guessing at this point.
I'm clearly naive with humans. I don't know.
All right, our next guest is in studio, and you can text us if you think they're telling the truth or not. So go ahead, introduce yourself.
I'm Jay, and I am a professional sleeper.
Okay, how long have you been doing that?
It's only been a couple of years now. It's been about 2 years.
You get paid for this?
I do. Well, I get paid for it and I get paid in kind. So
in what?
In kind. So in it's for hotels.
Okay.
Okay.
So actually what happens sometimes, depending on the assignment, sometimes I'm actually paid. A lot of times it's for free stay or for hotel points or things like that. It sort of depends on what they're asking me to review.
So is this your full-time job?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that'd be great though. That'd be great.
So they say we need you to sleep in this room and what, to test out the bed or something?
Yeah, well, the assignments vary. So sometimes what they've done is they've just made changes to the hotel and they kind of want, I guess it's like secret shopper.
Right.
For hotels. Okay. So I have a full-time job where I have to travel. And I sort of fell into this idea of doing these reviews for hotels, sometimes for the bed, sometimes for the whole experience.
What makes you qualified to be a professional sleeper?
Look at me. It's one of those things that I fell into. I completely fell into. I had a friend who worked for an online travel company.
Okay.
And I was visiting with him and he referred me to someone who works for a company that does like quality control stuff for hotels. They get hired to do various levels of evaluation and things like that. And they just look for people. And because I travel already, it's not like every hotel I stay at is this case, but sometimes that matches up.
Best hotel, best sleep you ever had?
Westins have great beds, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they have like really fluffy, comfortable, like wrap you up beds.
Okay, Westin, we'd love some free stays. So just holla.
Are you one of those people who can just like sleep kind of right away? Or
you know what? I'm a terrible sleeper.
Oh,
really?
That's the funny thing when I tell people I'm a professional sleeper. I'm a terrible sleeper. I'm like one of these, I wake up old man early. You know, if I travel out to the West Coast or something, I'm the guy who's up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like shuffling around my room, wondering what to do.
What's the worst experience you've had in a hotel?
While on assignment or just during my travels?
Let's go in general, because I want to know.
I got to a place in Columbia, South Carolina. It was one of these places where I booked it online. And you know when you book online and they've got like the prices, and it was $39 a night, and I was like, oh, that's wrong. Let me order by price and flip it around. Everything there were these horrible motels.
Right.
Like in the area that I wanted to stay. I got there and it's one of those old school motels where the doors face the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I get there and it looks like there's crowbar marks in the door.
Oh, God.
And the carpet is like sticky. I slept with my shoes on, would not take my shoes off to walk to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
One of those like peel off the top layer, but don't get all the way down into the sheets, sleep in your clothes kind of places. It was like, that was nasty.
Brutal. Do you have any dreams of going further with this career of
What's
yours?
What's the next step?
How do I elevate?
What's the next level for you?
I don't think this could ever be a full-time job. And actually, again, the weird thing is because I have to travel for work, I kind of hate traveling. I kind of hate hotels. Okay. It's just a fun thing that you get to do sometimes. And it means I get to get some, you know, I rack up some free hotel stays for when we want to.
This is like a dream job for Sam here.
Man, can I inquire?
I can refer you.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I want to go first. Can
go
I go first? I don't have a great track record with this game, but I know that this is going to be correct. I know I'm going to kill it. I know he's telling the truth. Mm. He just told that story with such ease. Everything about it is believable. He didn't stumble on anything. He's an honest guy.
I think mystery sleepers do get paid, and not in points. I believe that you travel a lot for work and you have stayed in a lot of hotels, but something doesn't add up. I feel like you'd be more qualified for this position. You'd have to do reports and you'd have to like submit hours and that type of thing. So I'm going to say that you're not a professional sleeper.
I'm going to say you're telling the truth. I think Nikki's right. You told the story like all those things really, really happened. You had answers for everything and you seemed to be telling the truth. So
flawless.
It's time to get the answer. Is Jay telling the truth or not?
Absolutely not.
You're kidding me right now.
No, I quit. I'm glad I had you guys convinced.
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I actually do travel for work. Mm-hmm. I actually do sales.
There you go.
So that probably tells you why I can lie with such ease.
So professional sleepers, do they even exist?
I believe they do, actually, but not like that. So very similar to sort of the story that I told.
Wow.
Okay.
They actually do, because I did a little research and figured out, do professional sleepers exist?
I liked you a minute ago, Jay, before
sorry,
you lied.
I'm sorry.
One can say that being a professional sleeper is literally a dream job, right?
Right. No. Jokes.
What do you say? Because I don't want to buy anything from you.
You guys are safe.
So about that referral, I guess it's not happening.
That's probably not going to happen. Sorry.
He was banking on that for some extra cash.
Well, you need to get your hopes up, you know?
Jay, thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thanks.
And Jay fooled a lot of people on our text line as well, 92925.
I no longer trust myself over here. Nick. I know.
Just pick the opposite of whatever you're thinking.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Vinny and Nikki in the Morning podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts and make sure you listen to the show weekdays from 5:30 to 8:20 only on the Beat 92.5.